Q94, your Mountain of Rock. Hope this, again, morning adventure's rolling for you. I'm Gary Lee, your tour guide, and with me is head coach of the MSU West Plains Grizzlies, Jared Fay. And, you know, something that we've really not touched on that's kind of new, I think last year was the first year of it, you kind of got like a JV squad, so to speak. I look at it as more an in-house feeder program. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about that. Like I said, last year was the first year. Wasn't sure how it was going to go, but it went great. Great group of guys. We got a lot of good returners from that team. And we bring them into practice with us sometimes when we need to work on some things. And, of course, they have their own practices as well. And there's actually a guy on our team this year who probably is going to start for us who came here to play on the JV team last year, Ace Evans. We didn't know who he was. He came here. Paid his own way. He's pretty good, and he had a little injury early, so he didn't play. And then we decided, let's redshirt you and put him on scholarship this year. So the JV program's paying off in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I mean, well, it just helps having some type of feeder program because I'm sure there are kids out there. You know, I've seen some that you've brought in that they're raw.
Yeah,
and it's really hard. I'm guessing it's really hard to kind of get them where they need to be in live games, and this is a little better place to put them where they can kind of work and hone their skills.
Yeah, exactly. And I think overall, enrollment's an issue for colleges, campuses everywhere. And of course, with us adding baseball and then, the JV team is just a livelier campus. Guys that can come to the volleyball match, the basketball, just having more guys around has been great. A lot of local kids that are mm-hmm. able to play on it. And like I said, I feel like it's been a big success.
Now, all year there's special events, but what are some special events that are coming up here in the near future that people might want to mark down on the calendar?
Yeah, October 28th, it's 7 o'clock. We are doing a special needs basketball game at the Civic. It's going to be free admission. We want to get people there. They play a lot of events. They just don't play any here in town, so we wanted to put something on for them, and we're excited about that. And then, of course, right around the corner after that is our first home game, November 1st. That's for real. That's sneaking up on us.
Well, it'll be here before we know it. I mean, it's already, October, and it's going to be, I think, a lot of fun. High school basketball looks to be really good in the area. The Grizzlies, you guys have upped your game, so it ought to be a really exciting year. And, I invite you to, come see the Grizzlies play when you get a chance. It's a lot of fun. It's a great place to watch a game. And the livelier the crowd is at any basketball game for any team, it just makes it better. And, the pride factor of it, I mean, the Grizzlies are our team. And I'm talking Mountain Grove, Licking, Summersville, Winona, Eminence, Van Buren, and of course West Plains, and just all around, they're our team. And if you like good basketball, we need to really fill that place up and just make it a real true home court advantage, because I'm going to say it, you may disagree, I don't think we've had the home court advantage of other Region 16 teams. And I know people love basketball, and I think if we can just get them out there, they're going to really enjoy it.
Yeah, the Civic Center, one thing about it is it's loud. When the guys really feed off that energy, they can hear it when we do have good crowds, and it's extra motivation. Like you said, any home court advantage we can get, we want.
Yeah, right on. Appreciate you coming by. Head coach of the MSU West Plains Grizzlies, Jared Fay, and we'll talk with you real soon.
All right, thanks, Gary.